Welcome to the Kimberly Bookard Podcast. This is the show that gives you the true perspective on real estate, the good, bad, and ugly. Take the journey with us as we begin to transition our company and add investing to the mix. We are giving you all the details. Now, here's your host, Kimberly Bookard.
Hello guys, this is episode number 7. Thanks so much as always for tuning in and listening to us. We appreciate you for joining the Kimberly Ladoris podcast on today, and we pray that something is said that will touch your heart as always. This is a beautiful, beautiful day. I am out traveling actually, and it's gorgeous. And I was I picked up my phone, don't tell anybody, but I did, and I saw a message on there saying that they were able to see something about government on my page. I was like, oh, that'll be a perfect podcast. I'll talk about my life in the government. So to be quick, it was an opportunity to serve, and I am a huge person on giving back and serving and being a blessing to others and helping other people reach their potentials and their drives and their goals. That's one big thing of mine. As you know, I do real estate development. I'm a broker, real estate broker owner, so I enjoy helping others in every sense of the word. But my journey as an elected official, so I served as a city councilwoman, and my journey there started in 2007, 2008. As I started becoming more involved with our city and helping out with little things, little programs in the city. And then the spot came open where my current councilwoman had taken ill, got sick, and then she passed. And so her seat came available, and I felt took off to run for that seat. So I did. I jumped in the election pool to run to be city councilwoman. So it all started there, just working and again being of service where I could. And I have had that seat ever since. I think this will be my 4th election. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 4th election. It's coming up at the end of 2019. So it has been awesome. I have learned so much. My goal setting has come back in here as well. So it's been an opportunity for us to practice what we preach, really, by setting goals and setting timelines and making plans and lining people up so that we're able to change and make effective change within our community that affects an entire community. I will tell you, setting goals for yourself and your family is totally different than setting goals for an entire city, for an entire workforce, for an entire body of people that are depending on you for their furtherance of their family, the furtherance of their lives. So it has been a very rewarding yet a very humbling experience, to say the least. It's always something new and exciting, and you get to learn and learn and learn. There's so much to learn in government that the average everyday person does not know. And I would admonish you today to get involved in your local government. Go to your city council meetings. Go to your county council meetings. Get involved. Find out what's going on. Check out their profiles on Facebook. Most now, all your cities across the country have a Facebook page. So go in there. Find out what's going on. They post the events in the city. They post the who's who's in the cities. Prayerfully, you don't have that respect the person issues in your city, but hey, get involved. Get involved. There's so many programs in your recreational departments where people are needed, where hands are needed to help children, to help our senior citizens. There's building programs in your cities where they go out and help senior citizens build their houses or make repairs to their homes so that they're livable. There's soup kitchens, homeless shelters. Those are the areas that I enjoy helping in. I do some helping with our kids' divisions. I do the cake decorating cupcake class for our kids, our little girls. I love that. Anyone who knows me knows I love girls. I love helping little girls. I love buying little girls clothes because they have such cute clothes. Yeah, I had to make that straight on there. I don't need y'all thinking nothing crazy. So, so we do the cake decorating course for the little girls, and that's always fun. They get the little tips and the coupler, and we bake cupcakes and we decorate them. So it's always something going on in your community. Find out what's going on. Hey, if nothing is going on, start something. Start something. Make sure they put a line budget item in the budget in your city for a program. Find out how you can go and get that implemented. Start small and then grow it. Get other local businesses in your area to donate to those businesses, to those causes. There's usually funds there. If you don't know, go take a grant writing class and start writing grants. Dollar General gives you $5,000 for computers at one time. I knew it was a couple years ago. I wrote a grant for Dollar General, got some computers. Walmart's constantly giving. Get to know your local managers at your local grocery stores, your local Dollar Generals, Family Dollars, all your local places. Ask them, what do you all do for community involvement and to start programs in our local cities? It's time consuming, and I would be lying to tell you that it's not, because it is. It is time consuming. It's a thankless job for sure. No one tells you thank you. Well, let me not say no one. Not as many people tell you thank you, but you definitely hear from them when there's a problem. So, can't get them to come to council meetings, can't get them to give their input. And then they give you their input after you've made a vote. So that's not when I need to hear from you. I need to hear from you before then. And it's not wrong for you to reach out to your council person. So definitely find out who's in your area, who's who in your city, and contact them. Let them know, hey, I'm in support of what you're doing. I appreciate the job that you're doing. And let me know how I can be of assistance to you. That goes a long ways. I've had two people in my entire political career to reach out and say that. And then I feel like I overuse them because I know that they are willing to help and willing to do the work. And I appreciate you too. If you hear this podcast, I know you know who you are. So we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do for our city. So that's my little tidbit on my life in the political arena. As much as I can tell as of right now, that's for sure. It is rewarding, though. It's definitely rewarding. Again, I would admonish you in today's lesson to get involved with your local government. Find out what's going on. Things change and things happen at the local level. So find out. Find out who your state officials are. Find out who your local officials are. Get connected with them. So again, this is Kimberly of the Kimberly Ladoris Podcast. I appreciate you guys listening to me today. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you sharing. Don't forget to go out to iTunes and let's give us a rating. Rate the show. Send us an email at services@kbglobalsolutions.com. Let me know what changes you think I should make, what we should implement in. Follow us on our social media, Instagram at Kimberly Ladoris and on Facebook at Kimberly Ladoris. I look forward to hearing from you all, and you all enjoy your day and have a blessed one, okay? Thanks. Bye, guys.